You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
Welcome to The Flame, where everybody is family. The Flame was made possible through the support of listeners like you. If you enjoy the show, consider joining our Patreon at patreon.com/theflamemusical. Thank you for listening and enjoy the show. Previously on The Flame.
I need a drink.
This is why I told you to get a drink before. Or handing over that eviction notice to the cutie at the bar.
She was cute, wasn't she?
Just breathe.
This can't be happening. I must have changed.
Just listen.
Just breathe. She looks familiar. Have I seen her before?
That summer night after our CLE class.
We wrecked those dirt bikes that we'd secretly jacked.
I'm Mel.
Joe, can you still do that trick with your...
What's going on up in here?
How did Dad have so much junk?
But here in this place where you loved me so, you held me close and you watched me grow. I'm not your baby girl anymore.
How about you save the packing for another day and we go home?
Now, let's check back in with Jamie.
So that's it? Everything that I've done, that Victor's done, and it's gone? Victor's daughter just walks in and destroys it?
Her friend said there might be a chance.
There's no chance, Heather.
James, where are you going?
I need to go on a walk. It's suffocating in here.
Shit.
This is not good. Let's check back in with Sam and Mel. Maybe Mel has gotten through to her.
Some days I just wonder if my dad ever loved me, you know?
Don't we all?
This seemed very personal. Let's go back to the bar.
One Calexa on the beach.
Thanks, Joe.
See? People like my gay drink names.
Yeah.
You good, Heather? You're less combative than your usual self.
I'm worried about Jamie. She went on one of her depression walks, and you know how long those can take.
She probably just went to get one of her somber Slurpees and crummy cookies. She'll be fine.
You're an adult, Jamie. Just call her.
Hello?
Hi. Is this Sam?
No. Who's asking?
This is Jamie Parker, the owner of the bar. I just wanted to talk to her.
She gave you my... Hold on. One sec. Hello?
Hi, this is Jamie. I was hoping we could talk about my leasing agreement.
There's nothing to talk about, really. I thought the letter was pretty explanatory.
It is. I get it. You're not renewing my lease. Is it for financial reasons? Because I can pay more. Your dad was just giving me a deal.
It's not a money thing. It's... Never mind. There's a bunch of buildings open in the neighborhood. I'm sure you'll find a new place in no time.
Right.
So we're good?
Just peachy.
Great. All right. See you around, Jamie.
See you around, Jamie. Ugh, I hate her.
That was not that bad. I don't know why I was so worried about talking to her.
Seriously?
What? That was a very civilized conversation. We're both on the same page now.
You are clueless.
This sucks. She and Victor worked so hard to bring this bar to life, and it's just being ripped away.
All right, Mama Hen. I'm sure she's fine.
You know how she gets. She probably feels all alone. I don't know what I can do to fix it.
You know that's not true, though. She has you and me. But I understand my hierarchy in the friendship pyramid. Whatever. You're her best friend, and if anyone can get her out of this slump, it's you.
Wow, that was a very nice and mature thing for you to say.
Yeah, it happens once in a blue moon. Two I smell apple teenies are ready for consumption.
Will you be fine on your own for a bit? I'm gonna go find Jamie.
I don't think you have to look very far. Why is she walking into the alley?
It's her go-to crying place. All right, I'm going. While I'm gone, talk to some of the regulars. See if they'd be willing to write a letter or something like that to Sam to show that we want to stay here.
You can count on me. One Villanelle's Viva Via.
Praised by Lin-Manuel Miranda as the future of musical theater, SUFS creator Shayna Taub makes Broadway history as only the second woman to write the book, music, lyrics, and star in her own original new musical. Don't miss the much-anticipated Broadway debut of the singular artist that Forbes calls visionary and Billboard anoints as one of the most inventive voices in musical theater. SUFS, the original new musical from Shayna Taub, is now playing on Broadway at the Music Box Theater. Get your tickets today at SUFSmusical.com. The Outsiders on Broadway tells the story of finding where you belong when the world refuses to accept you. Based on S.E. Hinton's beloved novel, featuring new music from Jamestown Revival and Justin Levine, and directed by Danya Taymor, Entertainment Weekly says that, with brilliant staging and some of the most captivating stage fighting currently on Broadway, The Outsiders has the power to inspire an entire generation. Get your tickets today at outsidersmusical.com.
How you doing, Jamie? I see you're double-fisting those Slurpees.
The mean old lady who yells if you mix the Slurpee flavors was there.
It's basically a sin to not mix the Slurpees. She's gotta know that by now. So I was talking to Joe, and...
Why does everything I touch fall apart?
James, that's not true.
Yeah. Yeah, it is.
This thing with the bar, James, none of us saw this coming. It's not your fault. And we can fix this. I know we can.
There's nothing to fix. Victor's daughter is gonna sell the bar to some asshole developer who's gonna turn this place into some trendy pop-up bullshit, and all of this will be over. Gone, just like Victor. All the work he put into this bar destroyed.
Hey, bud, how about we get down from there? You're making me a little nervous.
God, I suck. I lost the one piece I had left of Victor. I couldn't get Rachel to stay with me. I always forget what day the recycling gets picked up, so not only am I a lonely loser who has pity cries on top of dumpsters, I'm also killing the earth. Shit! Thanks, Heather.
I'm here to catch you and put you back down with your feet on the ground. So never forget you mean the world to me. We've always been each other's thick and thin, the tonic to my gin, you're my family. Don't ever worry that you'll be alone, I'll be guiding you home like a lighthouse on the sea. At the end of the day, if it's work or it's play, just remember, you've got me. Remember sophomore year, the night of 13 beers, who carried you home and put you to bed and sang you a song and stayed up all night to see that you slept.
Yeah, okay, I get it.
But most importantly, who'd do it again? When your life feels like a tragedy, nothing's quite happening. Never. you tried to learn the drums, but somehow you broke your thumb. And when she signed your cast, she thought your name was Jackie.
Yeah, that one was pretty embarrassing.
It was, wasn't it?
When you feel like luck is out of your sight, or that nothing's turning out to be right, you gotta keep in mind, I'm always by your side. 'Cause I'm here to catch you and put you back down with your feet on the ground. So never forget you mean the world to me.
We've always been each other's thick and thin, the tonic to my gin. You're my
Heather.
While they have a moment, let's check in on Joe.
So, let's say this bar was being shut down. How shitty would that be?
What? Jamie's closing the bar.
Of course not.
Good. You scared me for a moment.
Oh, stay scared because she's being evicted. In a way, we're all being evicted.
Lils, what's taking so long? Mama wants to play human-sized Jenga.
Jessica, they're closing the bar.
What?
Yeah, but keep it on the DL, you know? Don't want to start any drama. Between those two gossips, everyone in the bar will know in 3, 2.
Joe, Lil said the bar was being shut down.
Yeah, Victor's daughter doesn't want to keep it open. She doesn't like it.
Yo. What does that mean?
You know how some people can be? Spark a few embers, sprinkle a little gas, next thing you know, you gotta—
Hey, Joe! Victor's homophobe daughter is closing the bar?
Seems like it.
Oh, there is no way that's happening. Where's Jamie?
In the back, with Heather. I've already looked at the eviction. Well, it's more of a notification saying that her lease won't be renewed, but still, it's airtight. Seems like there's nothing we can do. Well, maybe.
Maybe what?
How do you, fine folk, feel about a public display of our displeasure over this wrongful eviction?
Are you sure I look okay?
Yeah.
I feel like you're lying to me.
I mean, you are rocking the Lexa eye paint look right now, but I think you're rocking it.
I gotta say, we've left Joe in charge of the bar 3 times today, and not once has anything been destroyed.
Yeah, Joe's been unusually helpful today.
That's the spirit!
What in the world is going on in there?
Patrons of the Flame are ready to fight!
What?
I asked you to get a few people to write some letters. How did you organize a protest in less than an hour?
I played Gavroche in Les Mis last year.
Listen, Jamie, do you hear that sound? You should have known the gaze would never let you down. When you need someone to jump your car or save your lesbian bar, hear them gathering, the femmes and butches, 'cause they know you fight. When you've got something good, you've gotta hold on tight to what is in your heart. The battle's about to start. Like the Olympic torch, we'll never let it go out. We're gonna fight the forces that are holding us down. We'll keep it lit, lit, lit. Don't ever quit, quit, quit. We'll never let the flame go out.
This place, our home, I see I'm never alone. With you all by my side, I can't be afraid.
sitting at the goddamn flame. Call the papers and the media and make them heard.
What? Gosh.
Get the word out that we're gonna need a bunch of gays, and we gotta make it happen in a couple days. If they wanna kick us off, they'll have to get to work.
Like the Olympic torch, we'll never let it go out. We're gonna fight the forces that are holding us down. We'll keep it lit, lit, lit. Don't ever quit, quit, quit. We'll never let the flame go out. Like the Olympic torch, we'll never let it go out. We're gonna fight the forces that are holding us down. We'll keep it lit, lit, lit. Don't ever quit, quit, quit. We'll never let the flame go out.
Seems like we have a protest on our hands. Join us next week for Act One Finale.
Thank you for listening to The Flame. Please subscribe, rate, and review, and tell your friends. Join us every Wednesday night at 6 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for a weekly listening party on Zoom. Follow at The Flame Musical on all social media accounts. The Flame, an LGBTQ romantic comedy musical. Story by Ellie Brigida and Lee Holmes Foster. Book by Caitlin Clear. Music and lyrics by Lee Holmes Foster, with additional lyrics by Caitlin Clear. Directed by Caitlin Clear and Valerie Rose Lohman. Produced by Les Hangout Productions, Ellie Brigida, Caitlin Clear, Valerie Rose Lohman, Lee Holmes Foster, David and Ann Mortimer, Sherry Moses, Andrew Bramson, Tien Tran, Abby Nissenbaum, Dylan Adams, Liz Chen, and Megan Gunther. Starring Jasmine Savoy Brown as Sam, Jen Colella as Joe, Ellie Brigida as Jamie, Lee Holmes Foster as Heather, Harrison White as the narrator, Valerie Rose Lohman as Mel. Guest starring Dana Piccoli as Jessica, Ashton Grooms as Lillian, Sydney Nicholson as Lindsay, and Vika Ortiz as Bridget. Additional ensemble vocals by Dana Arnett, Brianna Bonilla, Lisa Charlotte, Benjamin Doncom, Ashton Grooms, E. Maloney, Quince Mobley, Liz Mongrello, Sydney Nicholson, Vico Ortiz, Dana Piccoli, Saria Schuyler, and Mickey Rose Wadsworth. Orchestrated by Ellie Brigida. Additional orchestration by Alan McCourt and Beth Goodman. Sound editing, sound engineering, and song recordings produced by Ellie Brigida. Dialogue editing by Lee Holmes Foster. Additional song recordings by Heidi Martin. Logo design by Selena Benali. Additional graphic design by Emily Doolittle. Musical director, Ellie Brigida. Assistant musical director, Marissa DeVoe. And in our lovely orchestra, we have Alan McCourt on violin and viola, Molly Goldstein on cello, Beth Goodman on winds, Brianna Childers on French horn, Grace Massara on drums, Bethany Vandenbrink on bass guitar, Jana Heidenreich and Ellie Brigida on electric guitars, Ellie Brigida on piano, Rich Kelly on trumpet, and Ben Owens on trombone. Thank you so much for listening to The Flame. Drinks on me next week.
The Outsiders, S.E. Hinton's generation-defining novel, is now a powerful and moving Broadway hit that the New York Post is calling the best new musical of the season so far. Don't miss your chance to join Ponyboy and the Greasers and experience the classic story come to life in a whole new way. The New York Times calls it refreshing, gritty, and endlessly effective. So get your tickets today at outsidersmusical.com, and of course, stay gold. They say well-behaved women seldom make history. Just ask the Supps. A vibrant and wholly original new musical, Supps celebrates the real women who changed history and their story that is more timely than ever. See the show Variety calls an epic tour de force new musical. Deadline Cheers is a rare Broadway feat and leaves audiences inspired to keep marching. Supps has arrived on Broadway and not a moment too soon. Get your tickets today at suppsmusical.com.